Students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, the site of last week's deadly school shooting, are heading to the state capital, Tallahassee, today, where they'll meet with legislators and hold a rally tomorrow. Their goal is to convince lawmakers to institute stronger gun laws, including banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Student Charlotte Dwyer hid in the Douglas Auditorium for 2 hours during the shooting rampage. Here she is talking to NBC News.
They need to understand the pain that we've gone through, the pain that the families who lost someone are going through, and so they can create laws that will not allow anyone, whether you're mentally ill or not, to purchase these guns that can kill hundreds in a matter of minutes.
But not all legislators agree that gun restrictions are the way to ensure safety. Joining us now is State Senator Greg Stube. He's chair of the Florida Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you've got a busload of students arriving today in Tallahassee. They're demanding stronger gun laws. What do you want to tell them?
Yeah, I think the students are coming up this evening and trying to meet with members tomorrow. I mean, one of the things that I've tried to do in the state of Florida since 2013 after Sandy Hook was put a program in place called a school safety program that would allow individuals who work at our schools that go through a rigorous training program that our former current law enforcement, former current military in good standing, go through background checks, go through active shooter training, go through all the things that school resource officers go through to be able to carry during their time of employment at the schools. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to get that done. But I think with what the overall package that the governor, the Senate leaders, and the House leaders are working on, we'll have some piece of that included in it.
You think there should be more guns in schools?
I believe that properly trained individuals can stop terrorists and assailants from walking into a school and wreaking havoc for 5 to 7 minutes before law enforcement gets there. Yeah, and, absolutely.
And what evidence do you point to show that that's the case?
Every single mass shooting that's occurred in the state of Florida has been in a gun-free zone. Pulse nightclub, gun-free zone. And it took law enforcement 3.5 hours to get into the Pulse nightclub. 3.5 hours while our citizens hided behind urinals and bathrooms and lay on the floor waiting for medical treatment because law enforcement didn't go in the building, and that was a gun-free zone. Florida State University, Fort Lauderdale Airport, and now Parkland. It's not a coincidence. If you look at some of these people that commit these heinous acts and you read some of the things that they've written about their plans, like the Dark Knight shooter out in Colorado, if you read his journal, he did a lot of research on what movie theaters he wanted to attack. There were 8 movie theaters within a 4-mile radius of his home. There was one movie theater that didn't allow patrons to carry concealed firearms, and that's the one movie theater that he attacked. So there's a ton of evidence to show that this is where people like this want to go and create mass chaos. And they're going to try to do it in a place where they know law-abiding citizens aren't caring.
What do you say to people, though, who believe that, in fact, fewer guns is the answer to this? And they look at a place like Australia, where the gun homicide rate and gun suicide rate plummeted by 42% and 57% after the country enacted new firearm restrictions.
Well, I've seen data that's the opposite of that. After they first instituted those restrictions, armed robberies escalated, homicides escalated, because now the criminals had firearms and the law-abiding citizens didn't. I would just say the facts are pretty well taken. In the state of Florida, we have concealed carry permit holders, and we've had that for 28 years. Concealed license permit holders are 10 times less likely to commit a misdemeanor or a felony than certified law enforcement officers. So if you're okay with a police officer carrying a gun and walking around with a gun on his hip, you should be 10 times more okay with a concealed license permit holder carrying a gun in a concealed manner and walking about wherever he's walking about in the state of Florida, because they're 10 times less likely to commit a crime. Why wouldn't you want somebody like that? And in our schools, that would have to go through a series and litany of training programs, current former law enforcement, current former military, in good standing to be able to defend our children.
Do you think, as part of what you're proposing, that there should also be more restrictions on guns in any way, or stronger background checks, stuff like that?
Well, you're required right now to get background checks. Federal law requires you to get a background check, just like a background check was committed on this assailant in the Parkland case, just like a background check was committed on the shooter at the Pulse nightclub.
Well, obviously it didn't
unfortunately,
work.
It worked in the sense they didn't have a criminal history. So if there's, and they didn't have an adjudication of mentally ill. So if there's things that we can do to try to ensure that people like this don't get firearms, there's going to have to be a way to do it that goes into the criminal history background checks. But the background checks were done in both these cases.
Do you expect that there are going to be new gun control measures, either in Florida or nationally as a result of what we just saw?
Well, the overall package, it was recently reported in the news from our Senate leadership, some of the things that they were looking at doing. They were looking at putting some more money into mental health counselors and mental health funding in the state of Florida, which I've said for years is abysmally low. We rank 49th and 50th out of the country in mental health funding. I think that's something that we can do. There's also a lot of discussion about putting some more money in school hardening so that our schools can spend some resources to make sure that there's one entry and exit point and people like this can't just walk onto a campus and start shooting. So I think there's a lot of things like that. They're going to be in the overall package that you'll probably see released next week.
That's State Senator Greg Stube of Florida. Senator, thank you for joining us.